This is Roger Curlin, the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of June 10th and News on the Edge. So we're only 2 weeks away until Pridetopia. So that's going to be on June 22nd, which is a Saturday, and Pridetopia is the official after-parade party in the Edge District. So the cool thing is we've got free parking over at Tropicana Field, and the Sunrunner is going to be free all that day as well. So it's a great location to come and have your vehicle in a nice safe spot and enjoy all the Pride festivities that day. The parade is downtown, goes from 5 till about 8, and then we're inviting everybody to come after the parade finishes into the Edge District. And we've got 35 unique places to eat, drink, and hang out in the Edge District. So come with your friends, family, and have a great time that evening. So it's going to go from 8 to late, and everything's open. No streets are shut down. And again, you've got that nice free parking over at Tropicana Field before and after the event. Also in mode of Pride, June 15th, 7:30 p.m., our partners with the Rowdies, they're doing that Saturday Pride Night. So definitely go there, get your tickets. There's some fun swag that goes with that. And if you are coming to the Pridetopia weekend, there's events going on at Grassroots, Intermezzo. The Zubrick Magic Theater has their normal shows, but then they've also been, there's a comedy show that's been rented out in their space. So Unholy Comedy Show that evening, Enigma Bar and Lounge has music and shows, specials going on all over the district and tons of fun things to do. So definitely check out our social medias for the up-to-date pictures and activities. I want to pivot a little bit because it is so hot out there and talk about things to keep you cool in the Edge. So one of my favorite things to keep me cool are smoothies from Bodega. So they have the Kaling Me Softly smoothie or the Berry Cubano, Lolo Rico, a Hummingbird. So just using berries and pineapples and coconut water, and some of them have chocolates and bananas and agave and lime and all different just yummy blends of these fresh smoothies. So definitely will keep you cool this summer from Bodega. Maybe it's a staycation and a dip in the pool at Mint House. I've said it before, it's really hard for me to walk by the Mint House and see that just sparkling pool and not climb the fence and jump in, but that's something great to do. Cecilia's Ice Cream or Shaved Snow Desserts. So they open up early afternoons most days, and it's just a great treat to be able to have a hot summertime, be able to walk around the district with that. The other thing, we have great, great boutiques. So we have these nice local shopping boutiques, and they've all got great AC, so you can kind of do an AC shop hop and find some new things to wear for summertime. Green Bench always does this in the summer, and it's wonderful. It's this giant outdoor tent with an AC machine that helps keep things cool in the shade and sipping on some of their home brews there. So definitely check out Green Bench there in their courtyard area. And if you go over to Tropicana Field, there's two home stands for the Rays, June 10th through the 13th, finishes up this one. And then the 24th through the 30th of June, another home stand. It's 72 degrees inside Tropicana Field. So as hot as it is everywhere else, and I guarantee it's hotter outside of the dome, but it's 72 degrees inside. Definitely fun to check out a game there. There's ice cold AC and refreshing drinks at Enigma Bar and Lounge. They're open from 1 p.m. till 3 a.m., 7 days a week. There's DJs, music, pool table, dessert, dartboard, shows, and more. So check them out. And my last item to keep you cool in the Edge, if you ever go over the little bridge where Booker Creek is covered there on Central Avenue, hold out your hands over the part where the brook, where the river is running through there. And it is cooler by multiple degrees right over that one spot. It's kind of neat how nature does that. So check that out. A couple of coming soon notices. The Moxie Hotel will be opening soon with all of its wonderful retail and its rooftop, etc. So keep an eye out for that. The Copa expansion is coming very soon. So the Copa Cafe, they're adding some breakfast, lunch, and activity space there. The Independent is getting reactivated as far as where that space is at on the roundabout on Central Avenue, but it's being relaunched with the Intermezzo Group. So our favorite coffee cocktail place in the Edge, They are launching a new business inside the independent space, and they're keeping the classic intermezzo space as well. Last but not least, coming soon, we'll make some announcements about the sunrise sale in July. It starts at 6:43 a.m. in the morning, and it's doorbuster sales from some of your favorite retailers, independent retailers here in St. Pete. So keep an eye out for that. We are located along Central Avenue from 16th Street to 9th Street, also known as MLK, and 1st Avenue to 1st Avenue, north and south. 125 businesses. Come check us out, edgedistrict.org.